so excited to introduce you to a new artist. Her name is Paige Rose.
First I've heard of you was last Friday. My buddy Josh texted me and said, have you heard of Paige Rose? And I believe she's from Sioux City. Paige, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I'm a Sioux City native, born and raised. I lived there for 18 plus years of my life and then went off to college in Boston. And now I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been here for about 4 years. I went to Bishop Heelan High School. I mean, I am a Sioux City kid through and through. And last month, my parents actually sold our house in Iowa, just downsized a little bit. But we had moved into that house when I was 2 years old. I didn't take it very well, to say the least. It was really hard for me. And I don't know why, because, my mom kept saying, she was like, it's just a house. All those memories, all those memories that you have, they're going to come with you. And to me, it was more than always just a house. It was the place that I grew up and had all these memories and made all these friends. And it was my whole life, no matter how much I had traveled and did all the things, it made Sioux City home and it grounded it for me. It was just hard to say goodbye to that. So I ended up writing the song Just a House that Josh sent your way, and it's been overwhelming to see the response to it so far.
So now, how's the process work? So you went to school at Berkeley, correct?
I did, yes.
And was that a good experience for you?
It was. It was amazing. I learned a lot. I quickly realized that I did not know as much about music as I maybe thought I did.
You mean you went to college not knowing everything? What?
Yeah, it was, I know, amazing, right? And I learned a lot, and I basically just spent my 3 years there trying to be a sponge and learn as much as I could, and ended up deciding that I wanted to write songs for myself and for others, and that journey led me to Nashville. And now I've been here, and I'm writing and doing music full-time and working on releasing my full-length record, and it's just been a really crazy 4 years.
Well, I've been reading up on you, and everybody pretty much says you're dedicated to good music, you like to find the story in a song, but what really hits is everybody writes you've got a hint of sass and soul, and I think maybe that came from Sioux City.
I would agree. If not from Sioux City, definitely from my mom.
Okay, so this house you talk about, what part of town was the house located?
So I lived on the north side of town, right off of Cheyenne, and we had been there for years. Like I said, it was always home base for me.
And you went to Heelan. What did you have extracurriculars? Were you in show choir at Heelan?
Oh, yes. I was in show choir. I did musicals, band, you name it. I was in pretty much every activity I could get my hands on that involved music.
Which troupe were you in for show choir?
So I did Magnifique for a year, and then I was in Harmonia Mundi for 3 years.
Nice. Well, you probably came to the Hinton Soundstational, so I met you there.
Probably, yeah.
Do you still have a Harmonia Mundi jacket that you wear around Nashville?
Believe it or not, it is still, I think my parents still have it, actually.
All right, here's the song. It's called Just a House from Paige Rose, KSU debut. What a great song, Paige Rose. And Just a House, we're lucky enough to have the Heelan grad talk about her house off of Cheyenne on the phone right now. You to stay in touch, because I was just blown away by the song, and then to find out later from my buddy Josh that you're actually from Sioux City, that's something I did not know. So very cool. And is it a lot to putting out a single? Lots of steps to that, isn't there, Paige?
Yeah, there is. And this was kind of an impulse release. Just I had written the song, and my mom told me that they were going to sell the house, and then I kind of just decided when they closed on it, I was like, I want to make a video for this. I'd kind of posted a really off-the-wall video just from my iPhone to Instagram or something, and decided I wanted to do more of a professional one. So I called up a friend of mine, and we sat down and did it, and I released it about a week later. So this one particularly didn't have a whole lot of planning into it. I was just like, it just feels right. It feels like the right thing to do, and the 1 month was coming up, and every bone in my body was just telling me to release it. So I did, and it's, like I said, it's just been absolutely amazing to watch how everybody else has gravitated toward it as well.
Well, when you release more music or you write more songs, send them our way. We'd love to listen to them.
I definitely will. I'm really excited. I'm actually going to be back in Sioux City in July to play a show over at Vanguard Arts. Ooh. And, yeah, I would love to sit down and talk about the new record and everything going on.
Excellent. Give us a call. You bet.
Yeah.
All right, Paige, you are our favorite Berkeley grad that's ever called us on KSU.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Paige.
Take care.